Yeah, thanks, Daniel. A very good morning and welcome along to our coverage on round two of the Irish Legends here at the Rossapenna Hotel and Golf Resort under host Paul McGinley. Today is Saturday and it's seen as a moving day, and already the leaders are out on the course and some of the big names are starting to make a move on the leaderboard. Tied at 6 under heading into the action on day two was Philip Price and Paul Streeter. The Englishman and Welshman had an opening round of 65s. As we look at the leaderboard, Philip Price has already completed 8 holes of his second round. He's 2 under 4 today and he sits at 8 under, leading by a single shot from former Ryder Cup captain Thomas Bjorn. Bjorn's 3 under after 8 holes as well. These two guys are playing together and they put in a tremendous performance yesterday in the first round, and between the two of them, they're 5 under 4 today. Bjorn has now moved to 7 under as well. Overnight leader Paul Streeter's completed 4 holes, level par at the moment. And then we've got a group of 4 players. In that 4 is former British Open winner Paul Laurie. He's 4 under 4 today through 8 holes of the second round. He sits at 5 under alongside American Dan Olsen, Spanish player Miguel Angel Martin, and Stephen Richardson of England at 5 under, 3 off the pace. And lots of players on the leaderboard in their opening 9 holes are already under par as well. But keep an eye now on some of the big guns who are here, some of the big names that are here in Rossapenna. They're starting to make their move. Now we see it particularly from Paul Laurie. We spoke to him yesterday after he finished 1 under with his opening round of 70. I asked him, was he still in contention even though he was 5 off the pace? He told me most definitely. And we can see now that the opening 9 holes of his second round, that he's basically burning up the course out there in Rossapenna. The old Tom Morris links, and as I speak, looking out at the conditions as we see down onto the 10th tee, the rain has started here at Rossapenna, and it is going to be mostly wet for today. But these are conditions, of course, that these top players are very much used to. So that's how things are panning out in the early part of the day. Not forgetting about the amateur celebrity individual event, which coincides with the European Legends Tour. Clem McCluskey, who was sitting 2nd overnight, he's on the move today. He's moved on to 46 points through 12 holes of his second, through 5 holes, excuse me, of his second round. Scotland's Gary Ross is 2nd on 45 points through 7. Actor James Nesbitt's up to 3rd on 44. And just checking to see where the overnight leader is, Mike Jones. He was on 35 points yesterday, leading by 2. He will be starting at 10 past 10. And the likes of David Humphreys, who had a good day yesterday as well, he currently sits on 34 points. He's on the early holes of his second round in a tie of 4-11. So that's how the amateurs are faring out at the start of day 2. The Wolf, of course, be coverage from this event throughout the day on Highland Radio, and indeed there'll be reaction pieces on our website highlandradio.com and on our social media channels as well, on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram too. Our next update here from the Legends at Rossapenna will be just after the 12 o'clock news with Jeremy Doherty. But as we hand back to the studio, Philip Price has just opened up a 2-shot lead. Price 3 under 4 today. He's birdied the 9th hole. He's now going to start the back 9, which is known at the Valley as the Valley. It's a part of the course which the big boys have been talking about all week, that they love the back 9, particularly the 13th hole. Philip Price is about to start the back 9. He leads by 2 shots on 9 under. Thomas Bjorn is on 7 under, but the man who's going very well today is former Open champion Paul Laurie. He's trying to close in. He's 4 off the pace. 4 under for today on the opening 9. He sits at 5 under. We'll be back with more after the 12 news from the Irish Legends.